Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, and in the studio with us is Karen Tilbury. Karen is the a member or vice president. What is it, Karen?
Right now, I am the vice president of the Historical Society Board. I was president for 3 years, and I said, hey, you guys, I need a break from that. So now I'm vice president, and Greg Schmidt is president.
Nice. You've done a fantastic job as president for the last 3 years.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah. Always enjoy visiting with you.
Yeah, it's really fun. I really like history, and you know, being on the board is just an ideal spot for me.
That's right. And we'll talk about other board members when we wrap things up here today, huh?
Well, whenever you want me to talk about other board members.
Well, why don't we start with a lot of things coming up here in the Historical Society, isn't there? A lot of events.
Yes, there is. We are going to be part of the festivities this coming weekend. The Lacaparra Courthouse is celebrating 125 years this month. And so the Lacaparra Historical Society and the Courthouse Anniversary Committee are planning events for Friday and Saturday, July 12th and 13th. On Friday the 12th, there will be self-guided tours from 1 to 4:30. The tours are from the bottom floor to the attic. So if you're somebody who likes old buildings and likes to stick your nose into every crook and cranny, it's a good opportunity to see the crooks and crannies at the courthouse. Saturday, we'll have a self-guided and guided tours from noon to 5, and we will be showing the video about stealing of the courthouse. That will be in the courtroom, and we will serve root beer float on the bottom floor by the break room.
Okay.
Okay, then coming up Sunday, July 28th, will be the Heritage Day at the museum at 4 p.m., Doug Peterson will be our speaker for Heritage Day, and we will be providing a lunch after the program. As this is a year of national elections, I suppose nobody's hardly heard a thing about the national elections.
Nope.
The museum is focusing on elections. We will be having many displays regarding the history of elections, things like the fight for women to vote, prohibition, all kinds of interesting election-y things.
Cool.
Some of the earlier events we had in at the museum was in April, we had the Farm Crisis Program that was presented and was well attended. We had about 80 people there.
Wow.
And so we had a full house for that event. People, you know, so many of us
lived through that.
Well, really remember paying 18% interest on farm loans.
Yeah.
That was some tough stuff. We also had our pancake brunch. We had that in May. And then in June, we had a program presented by Dr. Anita Gall in conjunction with a public library about the KKK in our area.
Mm.
And for lots of us, that was just brand new to think that the KKK was ever here.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
No. And Anita does an excellent job. I was sorry to have missed it because I was out of town, so I wasn't around for it. Okay, moving on, our board members this year are Greg Schmidt, who I said is the president, and I'm the vice president. Joyce Meyer is a secretary. And we have treasurers Lillian Johnson and Tim Halverson, and then other board members, Gladie Hasted, Lauren Femright, Janine Munsterman, Julie Gerber, Ben Botham, and Diane Walden. And we are all keeping busy with the kind of volunteer things we do for the museum. One of the things that perhaps there are a lot of people don't realize what we do as board members, we do a lot of the events. You know, we're very, very involved in the events and planning the events and do some other kind of volunteer things. We have various committees. We have like museum grounds committees and events committees and acquisition committees. There's a couple of others. But generally speaking, being on the board doesn't mean that you're at the museum every day.
Right.
We have employees at the museum. Donna Anderson has been a longtime employee. She's been very responsible for putting a lot of the things in a program called Past Perfect. And then Jacob Peterson, we recently hired him. And then we have Derek Halverson, who was there as a summer intern. And then, of course, Barb Redepenning, who does an absolutely marvelous job as curator.
Right. Yeah, if someone is interested in history or Lockhart County history, you know, maybe they want to come to a meeting and just check it out, or want to be on the board or something. They can do that.
Yes, certainly. They certainly can. And, you know, until I came on the board, you know, courtesy of Bob Glumstead, you know, I hadn't spent a whole lot of time at the museum, but my goodness sakes, we have so much stuff.
Yep. Very interesting.
Barb routinely rearranges things, you know, puts up new programming kind of things, and it's just really interesting. I was just in the school room. Not in the schoolhouse, but we also have a room in the main museum. I did not realize that there had been a parochial school at Boyd.
Oh, and at Boyd?
Yes, okay. That was certainly news to me, and the only reason I saw it was because I was looking at stuff in that area where we have things from every one of the schools.
I did not know that either.
Yes, very, very, very interesting.
I like looking at the old pictures of Dawson's Main Street in the late 1800s, or Madison's, or Lockhart Village. I love looking at them old pictures. I get a magnifying glass and get in there and see detailed stuff. And wish they'd have taken a lot more pictures back then, because I find that interesting.
Yes, I do too. I like really old buildings, as I said just a little bit earlier. And it just kind of hurt when the Lockhart Hotel had to go down, you know. But old buildings. And let's see, what else do we have to do? The hours for the museum are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 3. And then we are open on Sundays when we have events. And then, of course, during the fair, we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're open a lot. And we usually have some... you know, some special events there.
Displays.
We are planning on doing an escape room again this year.
Oh, wow.
Last year was the first time that we did the escape room, and so we're doing it again, and we expect that there will be more people interested because, you know, it's the second year.
Right. All right. Well, anything else, Karen? Let's go back to the courthouse. The courthouse, of course, is the fixture of Madison. When is the tours again? You can tour it?
Yes, Friday from 1 to 4 is self-guided tours.
This Friday?
Yes, this Friday. And then on Saturday, it will be self-guided and guided tours. Linda Warden is going to be doing the guided tours, and he's very, very knowledgeable and really well spoken. And that's from noon to 5.
Is there a cost for that, or
no? No, there's no cost for that. The video, the stealing of the courthouse, that's really, really, really an interesting video, because there's more to it than just the actual stealing of the building. The Minnesota legislature had a couple of bills going about that same time in which they were allowing communities to change the location of their county seat.
Right.
So they set this bill, and then the state of Minnesota gets sued by somebody. Well, then they find out that, oh no, there was something in the bill that was not right. So then the legislature had to rewrite the bill. So that's all in that video about stealing the courthouse, and, you know, very interesting.
Yeah, and Mr. Jacobson had a big part in that, and from Madison, I heard, so.
Yep.
All right, so you can find all the information at the museum here in Madison. And
one of the things that I like to say, you know, because the poor people around, I am always promoting the museum. If somebody comes into the library and they're a stranger in town, one of the things I say is, well, have you been to our museum? And I tell them where it is. But anyway, come to the museum and see what we all have there. The chances are good that we have something of interest to you, the history of your school, the history of your church, your 4-H club, your town, or your family's history. So come and see us.
All right. That's great. Well, thanks for coming in, Karen.
It's always a pleasure, Paul.
All right. Karen Tilbury. Karen's Vice President of Lock Parle County Historical Society.